taste I want. We did go last time. The taste is Rabuni Rabbi Amrechai. But I want to go over it again. Certain things that he discussed last time. Because here it says in the Mishnah, in the very first Rashi, the Asher Sator Shoah Lo Chatziyeh V'Yisocho Chatziyeh Shoah Ayim V'Yisocho V'Mocha V'Yisocho Achas V'Yisocho Achas. So, in other words, the first case is where the Mashiach gave it to the Sheol. One day B'tir Ashile and one day B'tir Aschile. Umeiso Hamashile Imeya Shula Meiso B'yeim Shoyso Shula Meiso B'sho Shoyso Shula Meiso V'alo Imer Yedeya Yishai. Why? So the Mashiach is the Tebeya and the Sheol, the Seichel, is the Nitvah. So if the Mashiach, the Tebeya, is a bomb, and the Nitvah is Hashem or so is Chai. So the Gemara says, Shema Asmenei, Mona Libiyotcho, V'alo Yim Yareni Yedeya Chai. Because here, the Mashiach says, Mona Libiyotcho, Shulo Meiso, the Yoyim Sheol is a Shulo Meiso, Bishor Sheol is a Shulo Meiso. And the Sheol says in Yedea, so it's a question of it's in Yedea Nischayafti, not in Paraticho, because if it's Chur, so it never became a Chur. If it's Chur, so it is no Chur. Let me tell you the youth to the Nachman. The Yisma Amonu Libiyot Chor. Baloi Merin Yedea. Rabune Berab Yude Amre Chayim, Rab Nachman Berab Eichel and Amre Poter. Ki di Omer Rab Nachman, ki gen sheis eisek shvue b'neyev, och an ame gen sheis eisek shvue b'neyev. What is an example of eisek shvue b'neyev? Eich adome eisek shvue, ki di Rabbi. Doma Rabbi, mono li biyotcho, v'alo imerim lo biyode l'chamishi. So there was a doy of Chamish, v'ashor en yedeya. So he wasn't kefir, he says, I don't know. So mele, since there was a doy of Chamish, he's a mixas, he's chayv to swear. But what do we swear? He cannot swear in yedeya, that's not the chiyuv shvui of mele mixas. But he has to swear that he doesn't own that Chamish, but he is a sofik. So Mithir Shin Yochel Nishba is Mishal. Mishkachas lo reisha bibeis, reisha means the case of Yenach of Mishile and Yenach of Mishile, so Shoachas Chotze Alim Mishile, Chotze Alim Mishile, and Tzeitze means one poor Mithir Shaila and one poor Mithir Aschile. So how? So reisha is bibeis. So the Reishe has reference to the case where the Mashil was Mashil to Poros, to the Sheol. One Poros b'Tira Sheile, and one Poros b'Tiras, I mean he was Mashil to Poros, and one Poros was for Sheile, and one Poros for Schiras. One pore, so there should be one day for Sheile and the other day for Sliras. Be safe at the beginning, Reishi be beis, domale beis pores, was ardua. Palge di eime bishile, u palge di eime bishiras, in an echadim bishile, echadim bishiras, u meisu tabaye bidan shile. So this is what he says, Piteras Vada, the Mashiach. So he's made it that one paw is bidin shele is higher. Vidachu yadam. See, ibin shele meiso, ibin eschiras meiso. Dimiteich shen yochel nishba mishale. Viseifet gimu. Normally gimu pores nos hatuach. Beis bishile viachas bishiras. und mein Schlachan ist halt die Schiele. Wo mal ich schehe, ey, chode die Schiele meinsa. I doch lo jodane, i die Schiele meinsa, u die Keime des Rios, i die Rios meinsa, wo die Keime die Schiele. So, Mimele is im Hidim Nixas, because he is made it at one point, the Schule meinsa. So it's clear to swear that the others not. So, and he can swear, so Matir Shemi Yochel Yishbam Bisham. Uchome Bachol, that's according to Rav Chiya Barabi, that he says that any of Tarshi is Ksivka. So Mele, the Kiyuze of Medim Nixas has reference to Shomri. Because it's mentioned in the parasha of Pinchas Ganef of Shomron, but according to Rami Bachome, that Erev parasha is Sifkan, so is some mele the posik of Kiyuze that is written in the parasha of Shomron, really is reference to Alvoye. Some mele he says that Dale Shomron is written Kfirah b'Miksas Vodoy Miksas. Why? I mean, when the other one, if it's here of Parashah is Sifka, so it doesn't have reference to Shomron, so then it shouldn't require a doing in Miksas and Tfil in Miksas either. So Teisa says that Kashi and Teisa says, but since it has reference to Avoye, and by Avoye there is Aloche, that when is there a Chiyuv Shvuye, only if there is a doyev in Miksas and Tfila in Miksas. So maybe we learn out in a matzino of Shomrim from Alvoye. And just as by Alvoye there has to be a doyev in Miksas and Tfila in Miksas, so by Shomrim there also has to be a doyev in Miksas, Tfila in Miksas, of the same nature, character, as by Alvoye. What is the nature of the Alvoye, of the Idoye by Alvoye, and what is the nature of the Kfira by Alvoye? The nature of the, he says, you owe me $100, and so he's made a 50, and the other 50, he's Kefir. So he says, I don't owe you. So here, too, by Shomrim, there has to be Idoye Miksas and Kfira Miksas, in addition to the Shmuel Shomrim, that is discussed explicitly in the parasha of Shmuel Shomrim, and that is the Shmuel of Nensu, Shmuel Roshatipo, and so on, or Roshatipo. So Mele, there has to be, so according to Rami Bachome, so it's Reisha Begimu, V'Seifa B'Dav. Now let's see the text. Rabun, yes. Yeah, so the posik of Kiyuze of Idoyev Miksas Tefillah B'Miksas really is a reference to Alvoye. But then we learn out in a Matzino of Shomrim from Alvoye. Just as by Alvoye, there has to be Idoyev Miksas Tefillah B'Miksas, so by Shomrim we also require Idoyev Miksas Tefillah B'Miksas besides the Shvuyas HaShomrim. The time of Shvuyas HaShomrim. What is the time of Shvuyas HaShomrim? Nensu, only Poshatibo. So in other words, we learn out through Ibn Mutzino, from Alvoye, the justice by Alvoye, we require Hidoyev Miksas Shvuyas HaShomrim, by Shomrim also, but by Shomrim we certainly require the Shvuyas HaShomrim of Nensu or Ibn Poshatibo.
How do you know, according to Rabbi Bar Kama, by how vows, that there is a concept?
Because Erev Parashi is Sifkan. Rabbi Bar Kama holds a pair of Parashi. Parashi is Sifkan. That's what the Gemara says. Erev Parashi is Sifkan.
I thought the Gemara says
Rabbi
Bar
Kama
holds a pair of
Parashi. So what's the Kashi? Rabbi Bar Kama agrees with Rabbi Bar Kama.
No, they disagree.
They do agree.
They disagree.
Who says disagree?
The Gemara of Bar Kama.
It's me. The Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rami Bar Kama. But Rabbi Barabe...
I mean Rabbi Yosef Bar Kama.
Oh, he's Bar Kama. Rabbi Yechanan. But Rav Chiya bar Ave agrees with Rav Chama at the Parsha Sitka.
But the Gemara, Rav Chama says, Rav Yosef bar Abba, right?
Yeah, Rav Yosef bar Abba, yeah, whatever the name
is. Rav Yosef bar Abba holds the name of Parsha.
Omar, no, Rav Yosef bar Abba, Omar, okay, so it's Rav Yosef bar Abba, I don't remember the names. Okay.
So he holds the name of Parsha.
Yes. If he of Parsha is the town, so he do the mixas and clear the mixas, QZ has reference to Albon. Not to Shon. But how does it, what bearing does it have on Shon Rim? So then, so Pesha says the Kasha. And then she says, we can learn out in Mamutsimu of Shon Rim from Alvoy, just as Alvoy requires. He do the mixas, clear the mixas, so Shomrim also requires who do the mixas and clear the mixas, besides the Shmuas HaShomrim that is peculiar to Shomrim of the of Mensu or the Peshati.
If that's true, then in the second case of the Mishnah, why does it say Potter? He should still have to make that Shmuas Shomrim. True, he's Potter from the Shmuas mode of the mixas in that case, but he should still be higher than the Shmuas Shomrim, shouldn't he?
So he's right.
So shouldn't the mission say
Yeshua? That's right. What is that?
So why does the mission just say Potter? Shouldn't the mission say Yeshua?
No, that is Yeshua. But it may, has reference to the timeliness of whether Shura Mesa, I mean the Reisha, or the Yim shows a Shura Mesa, or the Yim shows a Shura Mesa. So he's Potter to swear the Shvui of the Yim shows a Shura Mesa. Then Tisha says a kashi, but let there be opiyuru. So Tisha says, because he certainly mechuyev to swear that meisok kidaroko. So Tisha says, al vigiluru he cannot minigal with this kind of issue. All right.
Wait, I think the name person was
Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Okay, whatever.
So Rav Chiya bar Yosef is the one who does all the Erev Parshas.
Rav Chiya bar Yosef.
He holds
his name, whose name? Just his own name. Rav Kuvova, I'm a base.
Yeah, it says Rav Chiya bar Yosef.
Yes.
So yes. Rav Chiya bar Yosef does hold the pair of
Parshas. Yes, that's right, yes.
But Rami bar Chama, right, he doesn't hold the pair of Parshas.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So Rami
bar Chama holds the pair of Parshas. ויאמר רב חייא בר אבא אומר רבי יוחנן, התהן כאן נסגנו בפיקות, אין חייבה שייך במצלידי. מי תהן גם הכל כאילו זה. So אבא יאמר פרשי. It's mentioned in the parish of Shomrim, so it has reference to the parish of Shomrim. ופליגת רב חייא בר יוסף, דומה רב חייא בר יוסף, ערב פרשי סקסיב. יוסיף כקרצי. Okay.
But on the bottom of that
Amulet, it goes down. The last line. Okay, no.
So Rami bar Chama agrees.
Rami bar Chama is chilek on Rav Chiya bar
Yosef. Right, and he agrees to Rav Chiya
bar Yosef. Because he agrees with Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yechon.
Right.
That the parasha, the parasha, that the prosecutor there has reference to Shom. Has reference to Shom. So, some melee, if it has reference to Shomrim, and then we learn out Shomrim from our boy.
Why do you have to learn anything out? It's written in the parsha itself. He doesn't hold the name of parsha. Rami bar Chama does not hold the name of parsha, right?
Rami bar Chama holds the name of parsha.
I thought Rav Chiya bar Yosef holds the name of parsha.
No. Rabbi Bachomei Poligad Rafir Bayeisen.
Rafir Bayeisen holds every parsha.
Yeah, Rafir Bayeisen holds every parsha.
So Rami Bar Kama, who argues, doesn't hold the very parsha.
So the Pasuk of Kiruzeh of Hidoyim Mitzas and Kiruzeh Mitzas has reference to Shomrim. So Shomrim, that's right, Shomrim requires Hidoyim Mitzas and Kiruzeh Mitzas, besides the Tanis HaShomrim. Besides the Tanis HaShomrim, okay. Why did I say something else? Okay, I'm going to sleep a bit. All right, now. So Tezit says, Rabune de Rav Yudah Amre Chaim, Bore di Shem o Bore Yodi. Teime, di Bedi Sher Shenogach as Haporo, Omar Rav Yudah, Omar Shmuel, Zu Divrei Sumches. Aber Chachomim Emrim, Ze Kol Godel Bedin, Hamitzim Chaviri Olabarai. Mai Kol Godel Bedin, Afilu Nizek Bashir Shenogach as Haporo, the Mitzvah of Bitzido, and we don't know when the miscarriage took place, whether before the Nidiche, some male the Mazik is not Chayev, or the miscarriage took place after the Nidiche, so it's a result of the Nidiche, so the Mazik is Chayev. So the Mishnah says that Chilki. So Omar Avinu Mashmuel, Zudim Frisumches, Amar Chachomim Engin, Zechal Vulayim. Hamitzim Chaber Olavarai. Michael Godel, a few is a king of Bori, Umazik and Mershemo. So it's still Hamitzim Chaber Olavarai. So the question is, and this is what Shmuel says, and here he says, Bori Odif. So in case of Bori and Shemo, so the Bori can be Meitzi from the Mordek. Because the thesis assumes that Rav Yudah says it in the name of Shmuel. Then thesis says maybe that's Rav Yudah's sheet, and Shmuel doesn't hold that way. All right, anyway.
Wait, so the kasha is that Rav Yudah passes like the Chachamim?
That's the kasha? That's right. Vein leimah the Rav Yudah di hoche kisumches vihosa mayra ali vide rabbonon. Dili sumches ha'ami bori li rabbonu name ma'ami bori ki parishes li'il. In other words, what Tesis say? Amamed Aleph, Tesis said Amamed Aleph. Yeah, and bring me.
He explains to this in the Rabbanon.
Bring me to you for Ramachim. Where is the thesis?
The Tosfos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Vim Tema, yeah, that's right. Vomasnis Meitel Bisomuch Pisumches, Viloyosubos Chazoke, Visli Momin Amutu Bisotik Helkin, Ulochel in the day, Kiki Bolly Vishem, Avid Bolly Odik, Avol. אפילו להיצי, ורב נחמן קרבון, ישראל אמיץ מחבר על בריי, אינם רב נחמן עושה שפיר. ויש להם עד ליסום חסדי, ישראל מומן עמותו בסופק חילקין, הווה כאילו תבי מוזוקת. So this is a bit clear, this is a מחליט את השם מה. What's the פשט in סום חסדי of a מומן עמותו בסופק חילקין? What is it? חילקין is certainly not true. Either it belongs to this one or it belongs to that one. Either that the Nidiche took place before the miscarriage or the Nidiche took place after the miscarriage, but not that Hefe Nidiche, that's impossible. So Teisa Shite is that the Aloche of Sumches, of Momen Amut B'Sof Techelkin, is not Ipshah. The Chuvah Sarosh says, we'll soon see with the Rosh Lishitos, in Bomitzi, in Shlamos. The Chuvah Sarosh says that the Din of Sumches, of Momen Amut B'Sof Techelkin, is based upon the Droshe in Sechah Sanhedrin, of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdik, achas l'din v'achas l'pshar. What is l'din? L'din means, let's say, shnei sfineis evreis in a slanty place. So, if both sfineis will pass through the slanty place, so both will sink. If one sphere will pass through the channel, the slanty channel, and then the other one, no one will sink. So the Bible says, if it's tuna vishen tuna, one boat is loaded with a lot of baggage, whereas the other one is not loaded, so mainly the tuna has precedence. But suppose both are tunis, both are enemies, so I say pshara. So you have to make it pshara. So this is not the pshara that the Bezdin will make when there is the Torah. That pshara is based upon Ischaides and Michile and Kabbalah Skinian. This pshara is not based upon Ischaides and Kabbalah Skinian, but it's halacha because the nature of the litigation is of such character that you couldn't pass. You have to make it sharp. So you have to impose the sharp against their will. So the Chuvah Sarosh says that the din of Momen Hamutu Bishop Chayuki, whether according to Sumchas or according to the Rabbonon, whenever the Rabbonon made it, that it's Chayuki, is based upon the Zosakosum of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdei, Echad Lidin Ve'echad Lidin. But Chayes Vesia says no, that the reason is why Sumcha says, Bashir Shemabach Zapor, Koba Machlif Bor and Chameya, that it's Chayokin, because according to Sumcha, according to the Rabbonon, the one who has the Momein, he's the Muzik. But according to Sumcha, since there is a Torah at the Momene, that means the Loitam Sin is Sofik Vesn, they are not Mechadish, the Sofik, even without tongues. If Besni sees the Chesh Noga Sapor, the Mitzvah Tzidol, so Besni will have a suffix. So Mele, the facts make each one Mose. So if the facts make each one Mose, so then we have to apply the din of Hamitzim Chavir Olavarai. But Hamitzim Chavir Olavarai, I said last week, there are two halachas of Hamitzim Chavir Olavarai. One aloha of Hamitzim Chavir Olavarai is Chazoke Kol Mashit Yadonim Shishalot. And let's say, if Reuven says to Shimei, Monu Biotcha, Valo Imea, Inlo Biodi Klum, so then he's Potter. He doesn't even have, he's not even Mechuyev to take the Shmuel. So he's Potter, not because of the Sofik of Moshe, but of the Vadagin of Moshe. If I have a sefer in my possession, so it's a raya that it's mine. Somebody else says it's his, I took it from him. And if I had money, so there is a chazok, it's my money. He says, no, I owe it. So it's b'teras vaday. But here we could not say, Barashir Shemot HaSapor is b'teras vaday. I mean, what b'teras vaday? That there was hefen gicha, that's impossible. So it means the din mozik, just as by chazoke of chazkesh saguf that I mentioned last week too. So there is a chazkesh saguf that is the tiras bio. Let's say if a woman who is the chazkesh sheshish is mizane, and then she says, I'm divorced. Where is the divorce? So she produces a get. But the get has no zman, and zman is only iksumi rabbonon. So she says, I was divorced long before this month. So then Sanhedrin will give a missi. But suppose we know. So, I mean, otherwise, yeah, the contrary. If she doesn't produce a get, but she says she was divorced and she lost the get. So then Besdin will give a missa. But suppose she produces a get, and there is no zman in the get. So then Teisva says in Dikin, that Yud Ches, Besdin cannot give her a get. Why? Because it's there is a reason lefanenu. Hari bushel lefanenu. Even though we got the yisurim, so the lion cheskasisa or cheskaseta lekule. Even when there is a reason lefanenu, as the sugi in Yevomes, ligabe yidm and ligabe yishish. So in other words, if she's a pnuye and the gozele is stark vision to her and sophie call of way, sophie call of law, so with the raise she's allowed to be mikodesh to somebody else, but with the rabbonon she's not allowed. So over there, so there is a raise of phenomena because we see that the get fell, but call of lay, call of law, so we couldn't say because of the cheskas tnuye, so the get fell. Korevlei, not korevlei. That's not chayach. Still, we rely on the raise on cheskas aguf. Bitiras din, not bitiras of. And the same thing is true of rov. Rov, sometimes we rely on rov, bitiras biyo. Yeah.
I ask you with this principle about the get. Can you please again repeat? You mean by the two boats?
Two boats.
The Russian.
Yeah, that's right.
Now you wanted to apply by the case where the woman was Mizana,
right? That I mentioned in connection with Cheskas Aguf. That's the Gemara in Gittin, that you say.
Yeah.
If a woman was Mizane,
yeah.
and she claims that she was divorced from her husband before this news. So the Bezdin asks her, where is the guest? She says she lost it, so she can get missing. But suppose she produces the guest. But the guest doesn't have money.
So the reason she gets missed is because of what?
Because of cheskas aguf.
What is
she
the
was a cheskas yishish. So mele, we say that the status quo continues.
Okay, but if she produces the get without the zman, then what?
But if she produces the get, but the get has no zman,
right.
So it's only possible in Rabbonon, so then Bezdin cannot be done. Because Reyesin having crucial information.
That's what you call
Reyes. It's a Reyes. In fact, that she has a debt. So it's a Reyes in the Cheskas.
So the
Reyes
breaks up the Cheskas.
The question is only when was she divorced? Whether she was divorced in Odea or she was divorced in Ia. And this news took place in Israel.
So Reyes breaks up the Cheskas.
That's right. The Biro of Cheskas. But not the Din of Cheskas.
Now, in that case, the reason you say the bureau, because you can only kill somebody if you have bureau.
That's right.
But how do you know it doesn't break up the din of cheskas aguf? How do you know res?
By assuming we rely on it. By assuming
it's not a din of bureau, it's a din of
by assuming there is a aloche, that even though speaking the rice is lechumre, only when there is no cheskas aguf. But if there is a cheskas aguf, so then it's lechumre. The Torah was moderate.
So there, the Chazaka gives you a cheskas din,
not
you.
Not you. And the same thing is true of Rav. So Rav also, many times Rav is B'tiras Biur. So that kind of Rav is a fact. According to Rav, we can be made synonym from the Murzikach also on the basis of Rav. So the question is whether the radi is open, whether he's holding for radi, for plowing, and namele, a nakhon cannot be used for plowing land, or the shvitezam, it doesn't matter. So naturally, no one knows, everybody is staying in Tani Shemo. So the Meicher says that the shvitezam, and the Rikeach says, the Radi is of him, so he claims it's a Mekachtoes. So Rav says that it's Meitzi Mone in Yad HaMozik. But Shmuel says, in Hilchim Mone Nacharov, so Tesis says, Sikashi, How is it the Shmuel says, by moment is a real thing, moment ha'ol, we cannot be mitzi moment yeramuze, when by mitoshes, and so, we do go basagot. In other words, suppose somebody is well is shish, and then, and there is a possibility that we should become older, so turn out to be an islandess. So that means that will mean that the Kedushin was Kedushitoyes to Mafreya. Still, we can give his Chayevis Mise. And the Baal is Chayev Mise, and she is Chayevis Mise, because we rely on Rov. So how could the Foshes be more calm than Mamein? So Teisve says, so there are two terutzim in Teisves. One terutz in Teisves is that there is a difference between Rov Atolu B'teva and Rov Atolu B'nin.
So,
what is that? The Teisves is in Molokam. One second. So there the Gemara says that Roy Bezin is Machria in the Mummus, even though Acherab Hatis is mentioned regarding Foshes, Acherab Hatis, so it's Kalvachina. Even Foshes, Umadi Foshes, the Khmir, Amarachmon is in Basarupe, in the Mummus, like Tehne de Bavisha Micha Peres, Koma Shmuel, den Hilfe Nomen Harob, Ba Mayl Nila de Kalvachima, bin de Foshes, ki Yoma Hoche. Vein Lema, die Rebbe de Foshes, Gufaya Lea Zinim, was er Rube, die Rube de Lesle Kamon. Ela de Rube de Ise Kamon, means, like Rob Dayoni, it's a Rube de Ise Kamon. By the question of Rube di Zabno de Radie or Mishrite, so that's a Rube de Lesse Kamon. So it's Dobrish, per the Seel Meire, Mashma, Michol Duchta, Zinnon, was a Rube di Nini Foshes, ki gen Reib Noshin, di Tess Yalno, di Rube di Inche, di Toi, di Rube di Yalche. Di Zorich Lema, di Rube de Radie Zabno, di Choshit, Gehanach Rube, Hilkach und Samchino Nahach, Rube di Nini. So Tesis says here, and the Sheshmaitz explains it very well, it's the same shot of Tesis, that of course, the Nemomenes could not be more humble than the Foshes. So if a certain type of erod is affected by the Foshes, it's certainly affected by the Nemomenes, even according to Shmuel. But there are two kinds of erod. There is one erod, Hatolu B'teva. Reb Moshe in the islands, that's terrible. But then there is another kind of rod that is told in Munich. Yes, but the Shrek is out there. So all the Rad is out there, that's told in Munich. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is, I don't finish, the Shmaisi spells it out. But maybe the Shmaisi spells it out. But what's the Pshat in the Shmaisi? In other words, if it's a rov atolu b'teva, it's a nivara. Teva is a nivara. There are many things that happen very seldom. But so we rely on probability, strong probability. Mashiach came. If it's a rov atolu b'nek, it doesn't mean just because most people, when they sell it, they share. They sell it l'shvite. That every mecher of Shea has to sell it to Shrike. Everyone has his own ideas of business. So Melee, so but by Suri rely Ibman Yerov that is not in Ibarra. That is a rod that is a din. So just as Ligabi Cheskes Aguf, there are two kinds of Cheskes Aguf. There is a Cheskes Aguf that is in Ibarra. Let's say when there is no reason for me, so that's a bill. If she has a status quo, then she's, so we assume the text that the Shlok continues until the Aridim testify the text that the score was changed. So by Chazal Guf also the same thing. So by Rov also, Rov Atolub Teva is in Vare, so Mil is affecting not only by Yisurim, by the Mamonis, by the Foshes, and certainly by the Mamonis, even according to Shmuel. But Rov Hatolu B'Minek Leodom is a Din. So by Yisurim we rely on it's a Din, but by Mamonis, by the Foshes, certainly we don't rely. And by Momein, so we don't rely either. I mean, by Momein, according to Shmuel. So there's the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, by Rav Atol B'Minik. Now, so Teisa says he has. One second. So it's not Yisraelit and the Rosh. It's not Ipshore. Tzedek said it clearly. Echad Ligin v'Echad Ipshore. But they are both Mazokim. They are both Mazokim. So what kind of Mazokim are they? They are not Mazokim of Biru, of Chazor, of Mashiach, of Shishalei. It's Dror de Momene. The late and the English of the Bezim. But it's the Murzek of Din. The Murzek of Din. And even the Murzek of Din, but there is one distinction between Cheskes HaGuf of Din and the Murzek Imone of Din. Cheskes HaGuf of Din is not what I think. It's Isofik. But Murzek of Momein of Din, even though it's Isafik, but according to Maskon of the Morai, Tokfei came, whether it's in this world, or any thing is in the world. In other words, the prayer belongs to the king. Suppose he may give birth, and we don't know whether it's a poor or not, because we know that the behemoth, the mother, behemoth, had a miscarriage before she gave birth to this behemoth, but we don't know whether the miscarriage was of my behemoth. So maybe this behemoth is a poor, or it was already a blood, a mixer's blood. So maybe it's not a poor. So maybe so it belongs to the Yisrael. Suppose the Yisrael, the care, is tapis, that blood from the Yisrael. So the Gemara has an Abaye, where the Tokfei Keir is Mitzimis in Yodei, or anything in Yodei. According to all the Shemim, except the Rambam. So the Kona of the Gemara is, the Tokfei Keir is Mitzimis in Yodei. What is it mean, Tokfei Keir is Mitzimis in Yodei? So it means that if Tokfei Keir is in Mitzimis in Yodei, so the Din Sofik is only that Momeine Heicha, the Kohen Gate, Bezdin cannot be made Simonim from the Mosek, Bezdin doesn't know. Bezdin has a keyach to be made Simonim. Only Bezdin knows. But if Bezdin doesn't know, then Bezdin cannot be made. But then, if it's only Alochim Kiyah Bezdin, so suppose that the Kiyah takes the initiative, then he is made Simonim. So then Bezdin says again the other direction. We don't know, maybe it belongs to the Kohen. So Melo, it cannot be made from the Kohen either. So according to all the Shem, except the Rambam, so talk for Kohen is Mitzinis. So what does it mean? The Chassidus explains it, that even though Bezdin doesn't know, but since there is Aloche, Hameitzim, Chavir, Ol, Baraye, Din Mosek, so Meili becomes a Bailim B'Teras Vada. Suppose you'll be the Kaddish and Isha, the Kehen, with that Vlad even before he's made. So she'll be Mikudesha, Sikla, Pishmai, Isgalye, that it is a cop. So, some melee, since we say Tokri Kain is Mitzin Yodei, so it means that the Mosek at the time, the one who is a Mosek at the time, Bishor Shanila Basofik, so he becomes a violent Bitterasma. Now, so Teisa says here.
Wait, you want to say that by Festus Aguf, that's not true?
No, Festus Aguf is not true.
That if it's only through, not through Dior, but through Din.
For Din.
If you so only have Festus Aguf through Din.
Din, so it's easy something.
It remains a subject.
But we rely on Festus Aguf. As according to the Rambam.
We just hardly know him.
That's right. With the eyes, we rely on Chesed.
So, for example, what do you mean you rely? Can you give me an example?
Example? Let's say, suppose she... There's the sugi in the woman's life, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Gimel. In other words, if at the time when he married her, so he had no children, and then he died, and we don't know whether he had children after that or not, so Midraise, she's Miss Yabens. Midraise, she's Miss Yabens. Even though he died many years after he married her, and he could have had children, and let's say he went to the Saddam, we couldn't know whether he had children or not. So the Raisi is Mishya Lekas. But the Rabbonon is also.
And there the Chazaka is only in Torres and
not Bill.
But only there.
Usually when a person marries a woman, so he has children.
So here is, in terms of Bureau, we have no idea
whether. That's right.
But we assume the Torah is
in the case. Well, he had children, but then Nofal Abayis, all of Valbone, and we don't know whether he died first from the Nofal Abayis, or the children died first. So Midraish is his Mishyabes. All right. Now, so Teisa Shiti is that the reason as to why Sumcha says, Momen Amutu Misofik is Chayoti. Moment Amutu Bisopik is Chayoki is because both are Mazokim, not because of Pshar. Now I want to go over the thesis that of Zion. I'll just mention the three shittas in thesis that of Zion overcome. About this.
The
Doi
the
Mitzvah
is
clear basis.
The Gabi and Mamanos, where you're saying, according to those who show me who argue on the Rambam, Tak Foko and Motim Niyada.
That's not Mamanos, that's in Sword. Top 15.
That's in Sword.
I mean, Mosek of Mamanos. Mosek of Mamanos. Yeah.
So over there, even though it's been, we treat it as
it becomes a Bible, as long as it's a Sophic for us. So it becomes a Bible in the Torah's Bible.
The Torah's Bible. Is there any nafkamina, according to those who've shown it, between a Chazak of a Biro or a Chazak of a Din, with Abbe Mamanos?
No.
No nafkamina whatsoever.
No nafkamina.
Okay.
Now. Abhir Bayein says, Erev Parashah is Tzivka. The Tziv Kiyu Zeh, Amur Behut Tzivka. So, in other words, so Rashi says, Amur Behut, Erev Parashah is Hosuk Shehu Mi Parashah Acheres Nisaret Buzu, Sheine Mitzheime. The High Kiyu Zeh, in Kesef Tal Behavu and in Yichtai, the awesome Koi, the Ilu Bahach Parashat, the Pikotin, לא ידוי דמיקסס איז מחויב. ומיישנה ניובה, so when you require, who do you mix as a few mix as? Otherwise, he is not highly sure. Kill a rabbit. The only rabbit, the man, what they only mix as a tiny mishova. So why is any mix as? Mechuye to swear, kif a hach not, and he mix as yes. Chazoki on me is ponot me bal chayvei. So mechuye, since it perfect. The average person does not have the husband to deny a chayv that he owes to his malve. So merely if he denies it, there is a raya that he's telling the truth, because if he didn't tell the truth, so he wouldn't have the chutzpah to deny it in his face. So then the question is, so we should say the same story that the Nixas also. He says, 50 I owe you, 50 I don't owe you. So it's still a chutzpah, but different than it, whether he denies the whole chayv or he denies half of the chayv.